holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're talking about restoring people who wander.
Be Holy.
Oh, yes. Listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid... Why am I talking so fast? Today's a splendid, wonderful day. Oh, man. How y'all feeling? You guys feel okay? I hope you're doing well. Now, matter of fact, let's do this. I pray that God does something good for you today. I pray that God does something good for you today. And you should do the same thing. Hey, I'm hoping y'all praying that same thing for me, because I need some good things happening in my life too. Look. Everybody needs something good happening in their life right about now. not just every day, but right about now. Everybody needs something good happening. And I pray that God does something good in your family and good in your church and good in your community and good at your job, good at your business. I pray that God does something good for you. Get more sales than you ever thought. Get more clients than you ever could believe that you could have. I pray that God does it for you, man and sister. Brothers and sisters, I thank God. I thank him. And listen, I need y'all praying for me, because I always need some prayer. As y'all can tell, I always need prayer. Listen, I need y'all to pray for me as much as I'm praying for y'all. And yeah. You know, I know everything's going a little haywire right now, but that's all right. That's how things are. I know the economy's weird a little bit right now, or weird a lot. I know. It's getting me too. But hey, we got God. That's all we need. He'll show us how to navigate through all of this. He will show us how to navigate through this stuff. And listen, nothing lasts forever. So if the good days are going to be good, and some of those days that don't feel so good are going to be there too. Right. And so as long as we have some good days coming up, sure enough, we're going to have some of those days that don't feel so good. But when we're living in that feel so good day, listen, right around the corner is a good day. I'm telling you now. And listen, I know today is still a good day, regardless of what I'm going through. Yes. Regardless of what you're going through, it's still a good day. Don't let anybody tell you different. I'm going to always lift you up. I'm gonna make sure that you're ready to go. I want you to be ready. Because you never know what God's going to call you to do today. He might call you to do something you didn't. Matter of fact, God's so slick with it, He can call you to do it and you don't even know you're doing it. But He needs you up. He needs you having faith in Him. That's what He needs. He wants your faith in Him and nothing. And listen, don't be scared of anything. Be bold and courageous. Go out there and try it. Go do it. Oh, Brother Nard, I don't know. I just don't have the money. I don't have the credit. Go out there and try it. You never know what's going on. Listen, the economy is in so wicked wacky way now that you can get out there and do things that they said you couldn't do and build something while everything's in wicky wacky way. Somebody say wicky wacky way, Jesus. Wicky wacky way. Help us to do good, Lord. Help us to do good. Show us some signs today. Show us something that we can do and utilize and be bold in the wicky wicky way. Listen, I enjoy doing this. I enjoy talking to you guys every single day. I really enjoy. Now, when I first started, it was a thing of I didn't know how to approach it, but look, I would have never thought we'd have a podcast where we got about 500 and some odd episodes and reaching people all over the world. I never thought about that. I mean, I just figured we'd just do the radio program. And then I found out that we're doing that we can do some podcast. And then we just made the radio broadcast and the podcast the same thing. And we release it and make it out there for people. And it's just growing. And I thank you guys for it. I thank you guys for your prayers. And I thank God for having you be here with us and praying for us and everything else that you're doing. But listen, we're going to talk about this today. Restoring the people who wander, the believers who wander. You know, they started out with us and something happened and they ended up not with us. And then we go out and get them, we pull them back in. Listen, we've gotten into the house, right? We've gotten into the house of the Lord. We're the house of God. We've gotten to his kingdom, right? And because we've gotten into his kingdom, we know that there's nothing else out there for us. Even though it looks good, it might even feel good, but we know that the kingdom is all there is. And all we can do is install the kingdom in everybody that we're around or affect them or infect them with the kingdom. You know, that's all we could try to do is show them that there's more out there than what they see. I used to tell our young men, there's more to the world than Oakland Park, which is where our church is. You know, you got to go because a lot of them always live like maybe 2 or 3 miles within the radius of Oakland Park or something like that. And I said, hey, man, there's so much more out there that you guys really have to see and be a part of. I'm glad that you're here, but I really want you guys to see more out there because it's just more. And so it's the same thing with the kingdom of God. We know since we've entered into the kingdom of God, we're still finding out things every single day. And we know that there's nothing else out there for anybody outside the kingdom of God. Now, sure, we can do things in the world and the physical world and help people physically and do things. And that's what we're called to do, right? Until we leave. But we still live in that kingdom, even though we're living on earth. Yeah. And we want them to experience that there's more out there. And so when they leave and we have to go find them, when they leave the kingdom, we have to go find them. That's the troubling side. You don't know what's gotten a hold of them or what they're into now or what they've changed into. And so it's a work to be done. So not only are we out there trying to get new believers, we're trying to make sure we grab any of the stragglers, some that might have wandered away or wandered off. We're trying to get them too. Yeah, that's what we're doing. So whether we do it through the broadcast or we do it through Podbean or we do it through Sunday service or we do it through preaching the good news, which is everybody's sins are forgiven. All you have to do is believe it. You know, remember, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever would believe. He loved the world for that. And so we love them because they're our brothers and sisters. Speaking of which, head on over to Podbean.com and download the broadcast. It's share, share, and share until you can't share no more. And we're at James chapter 5, verse 19. James chapter 5. Verse 19, I'm wondering if we're going to get through these verses, but we'll see. My dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, number 20, you can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. They were forgiven once. And if we go get them and they come back, they get more forgiveness. A lot of people stay out there because they think that once you leave the truth or you left the kingdom of God or you left God, they think there's no more forgiveness. That's why we have one more day. My brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, so they wandered away and now someone has brought them back. You can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back from death will save that person from death. That will bring that person from wandering, will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. So when we have people who wander away from the truth, go get them. If they come back, you save them from death. If they don't come back, give them a little space. Don't crowd them. Don't crowd them. Give them a little space and then maybe try again, or wait for the Lord to show you when the opportune moments are to get to them, to talk to them a little bit. Because they walked away from the truth. They walked away from the truth. And if you wander away from the truth and somebody brings you back, they would have saved you from death. Mind you, when you walk away from the truth, you're a sinner again. See how I said that? My dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whosoever brings the sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness. They can be forgiven. They can be forgiven if they come back. And that's what I tell people. Your sins are forgiven. All you got to do is believe it. Once you believe it, you'll come back. You'll come to God. You knew God before. And it was this thing called life that kind of made us wander away from what he's have said since we were born into this world. You know, when we were born, matter of fact, when we were conceived, he was giving us wisdom. Remember, he said, before you were born, I knew you. He told, was that Jeremiah? He told him, I knew you, man. I knew you. And so this thing called life tends to separate us from God. And we got to be really careful how we approach life. Because if you don't approach it right, it'll separate you from God. And if the life tries to separate you and it's successful, you go into death. And you're not trying to have that. So those of us who believe, matter of fact, some of us have been believers and then walked away from the truth. Walked away from it. But somebody brought us back in. Somebody brought you back in. And so now it's your job. When you see somebody who was in the faith before, don't sit there and laugh at them. Don't talk about them. See if you can get them back into the truth. Yeah, they might have left. You never know what happened. Life does these things to you. And then if you're not ready, you'll wander right back out there. But if you pull them back in, you will have saved a person from death. And they get all kinds of forgiveness of sins after that again. And you will bring about the forgiveness of many sins. You'll bring about that forgiveness. So don't forget. Don't get out there and start talking about people. They're part of what you are. They're part of the church. Keep them in the kingdom. Welcome them back.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.